So this is what, three in a row, and how many?
11.
Welcome back.
11th final, or 16 finals.
And welcome back to the Butch's Sports Bar and Schaefer's Evergreen Golf Course. As we're going to talk a little wrestling now. It's a little Hudson wrestling day as Coach Mary comes in. He has gotten the third straight and 11 total. You're out of hands now, out of fingers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a joke. They say, now you got to go to toe rings.
You're going to the toes.
Toe rings, yeah.
You just got to get the necklace with that.
Saw a guy wearing one of them dog chains yesterday in the tunnel. The thing was like quarter-inch round metal. It's like huge. It's like, I don't want to wrestle him.
But, again, a great win, a great accomplishment as able to knock off Seminary, Lutheran Seminary, and then Manchester. And it was interesting. We were just talking about the St. Louis in the finals with one of your former wrestlers here.
Yes, sir.
But then in the semis, though, taking on Manchester with Velchek, that, you know, you guys go way back.
Oh, he's my best friend. I swear. He's my best coaching friend.
Yeah.
Other than my staff. We've grown up together in the sport of coaching together and that type of stuff.
Yeah. So it's kind of. You had a pretty emotional day then with a couple different guys that you had to...
Yeah, we were all blessed this weekend. Like, Steve made it to the semis, and he started out with a fairly young group this year, and I watched them develop, and it's really cool to watch your best friend develop young men. They revenged an earlier loss to Bronson to make it to the finals. So like, that tells you how that guy is, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, if they've been beaten by another team, they tuck their tail and they're like, oh, that's how it's going to be. And Steve rolled his sleeves up, fixed some of the problem, and avenged the loss. I think that speaks volumes for his program
right.
and his kids,
but
community.
Then you come back and take on a St. Louis. Did you bring that cup in?
Yes, sir. It's my cup. It's my cup.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at it. Hudson Train Tigers 10-time state champs at I didn't see the name on the back.
It says Coach Marion. It says, those who stay will be champions, from our boy, Bo Schimbeckler.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite quotes.
Well, Dallas brings that out. I'm thinking, is that what she's serving? Did Schaefer get a bunch of those cups?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past Schaefer to do that. He's a good man.
All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, isn't that nice? So I had a good friend make me that.
Scooter just travels around with his coffee cup now.
No, he makes me a bunch of them. See, prayer cups. And
instead of wearing rings, he just walks around with
them. Yeah, this is
shows
cool.
Shows it in front of everybody here. 10 is times. See, I can't
subtle.
Wear all my rings at once, so I'll just
it's
show
subtle.
You my cup.
Yeah, it's subtle. It is. That's nice. I like it.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I quit alcohol. So I come out to Butch's to do an interview, and I brought my coffee cup. That way I'm not tempted by the... You know what I mean? Evils of this world. I stick to my caffeine.
There you go. But we talked just a second ago, though, about a St. Louis team you beat in the finals. It's got one of your former Hudson wrestlers.
Kevin,
the head coach.
Kevin Kuhn. I call him Kuhn, like the raccoon, but it's spelled K-U-H-N.
Yeah.
And he was Trey Reuter's my head assistant, two-time state champ. Trey Reuter, give all credit to that guy. The kid's 46 years old, 45 years old. I don't want to.
Not a kid anymore.
Not a kid, I guess, but to me he is. And that
right.
kid, that young man wrestles in the room with our best still. And him and Kevin were training partners in high school back in the late 90s. And Kevin has built that St. Louis program from the ground up. So you talk about rewarding feeling for a coach to see it come full circle. You know, I get emotional. I don't want to talk too much more about it. I start freaking crying, but... yeah, it's like watching my own son over there working with those kids and doing things for kids is so important. Kids are our best resource. I'm never going to lose track of that ever. It's not about the title. It's about those kids.
It's good for him to get that out there, too, because when you look at you know, what's happened with Division IV, I mean, you guys are the top right there right now. You know, Clinton moves up. That takes out a team. New Lothrop's not like they used to be. You know, some of the teams that were perennial powers
yeah.
have kind of moved aside, and you've got a new team like St. Louis coming up. You know, I mean, Steve at Manchester still kind of keeps himself relevant in that mix as well. But I mean, you guys, I know you're humble enough where you're not going to just say, "Yeah, we are," but you know where you are compared to the rest of the Division IV teams.
It's kind of, okay. I had this question presented to me yesterday, like, how do you sustain? And how hard is it to sustain? I was like, its mindset is not sustaining. It's not. It's growing. Like, if you're gonna, be a true person of faith, every day is a better day, hopefully. And you know, like, live by the rules of this of the earth presented through the real book says, you know, every day. You got to sow and you got to reap what you sow. And our kids here at Hudson aren't worried about, I know everybody thinks we're worried about winning state titles. And I keep saying it and saying it, we're worried about getting better. Like, those titles will eat you up if that's what your goal is, to be the best. You should be the best you, and that's it. So we do not compare ourselves to anyone. Because we're not in control of anyone. We're in control of ourselves, and we're working on ourselves. And that's what I do for kids. I work on kids and their self, their soul, their spirits. You know, then I don't compare myself to St. Louis. I'm not St. Louis. So St. Louis grows more than us, and they win head-to-head with us. That's how it's supposed to be, and I'm okay with that.
Well, and actually, I'm reading a little story about them where Coach Kuhn said, you know, last year it was like we were kids on vacation to their first finals trip. You know, this year, you know, we started refining the system, you know, more people on staff, organized meals, did different things, you know. But again, it's that growth.
It is growing.
That you see. And so you look at that, okay, I'm here 1 year, now I've learned, and what can I put into place for next year that makes us better? You know, we talked actually with Coach Webster earlier today about, you know, these young kids on the basketball team with him being a new coach, a new system, and watching them grow and learn. Yeah, they were 2-20, he says, but I can look at from where we're at now compared to where we were day one, and we're better.
There you go.
We'll be better next year because of it.
And I think that's his job.
That's the big key.
That's his job.
Making sure of that.
You know, we're keepers of God's number one resource, and it ain't gas. It ain't petroleum. It isn't gold. Gold's the wealth. Silver's the wealth. But our best resources, you all want to hear it? It's your kids. Mm-hmm. We better start taking care of our kids a little bit better. And I'll even go a little further. We need to take care of our servicemen, and we need to take care of our elderly. That's my beliefs, you know. And I think if you live by the land rules, God's rules, you're going to be way better off than worrying about all the other crap that some people have to worry about. I live a pretty simple life. I know it sounds weird, but I do. You know, God, family, kids, my job, and in that order.
Well,
in that order.
We were talking a little bit about wrestling where, you know, Corey's a basketball guy. The only thing he knows about wrestling is people that are taking up time in his gym.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But there's that's just another vehicle to helping kids, though.
Right.
Yep. And I'm glad he's passionate about that, and he should be, because I can't get in his arena and help him. I could help him with some motivational stuff, but, Corey, I could not ever help you with the basketball skills, you know.
But again, and coaching is coaching in whatever sport it is, though. I mean, there's certain things that you have to do to be able to be successful, and whether it's X's and O's, that's part of it. But
that's a small part.
Yeah.
It's all the same, by the way.
Motivation, and it's even, you know, like Coach Webster was talking about, realizing the physicality of LCAA in basketball and telling, you know, all his JV kids, the kids that are going to be coming up, they need the weight room all the time. I mean, learning things, and how can I make my team better because of that?
So, 100%. Well, Hudson does a nice job of that stuff. Like, we collaborate. We do not work against. We work with. Like,
well,
Coach Webster.
Hudson trained.
Hudson trained,
that's
baby.
What you've talked about.
It is Hudson trained. Like, the last thing I want to do is take away from Coach Webster. I want to add, like, I want to make his job easier. And first off, I do, and I'll explain why here. I've already decided who I wanted early on in life, and I don't go after anyone that's left over. Like, if there anyone from 5 foot to 8 foot, I don't really care what size they are. I don't. It's like, he can have any of those kids and do whatever he wants with those kids from the time they're 4 years old all the way in time they graduate. That's kind of how I do it. they come to me. I give them the love. I fertilize and cultivate, and you know what I mean. Like, and the love's the best. Like, if you don't, if you're not giving the love to these kids, they'll run. They know kids have good instincts. They know if you're trying to trick them, if you're using them, if it's all for your self gain, they know. They know. So, like, you might as well get that out of your head if you're going to try to be a coach and have a big old ego. Well, they'll fix it. Kids will fix it in a hurry.
Absolutely.
They know.
Well, I've known Squid a long time. You got some questions for him for your side with wrestling and things?
No, just watching that environment at the state meet. What is it like for those kids? You know, I've seen some pictures. I don't think the pictures and the stuff on TV does justice of, like, what those kids feel like when they get that win at that level. You know, you see them celebrating. Can you kind of just dive in and give some people some, like, what it's like?
I'll give it a good example, not to interrupt you.
No, that's fine.
At 190, we had a kid that's a first-year starter. He came off the football field as a freshman. His dad and I have coached a little bit together. His name's Bear. I'm going to call him Bear. I'm going to keep it pretty simple. And we sent Bear out there at 190, and I didn't know what the other kid was. He was bigger, of course. My kid wasn't quite big enough. And not knowing anything about it, I was a little nervous. And this is in the finals against St. Louis. Well, Bear hit a really nice ankle pick, takes the kid down. That gave me some confidence right away. Then he locked up one of our moves we call the cradle. And we're pretty known for it. And we train hard, right? And he locked that cradle up. And I'm like, holy smokes, he's going to cradle this kid. The cradle is really built for more smaller kids. So when you have a 190-pound kid doing it, it's an amazing task. He takes that kid over and pins him in a short order. Crowd erupted. It's on the front page of MHSAA. And this kid only won one match up there, but it was that match in the finals. And they've got that kid's emotions on a picture. Well, I text that kid this morning. I said, how did it feel when you locked that cradle up? And one word, amazing. And I said, well, listen, kid, we have to build off of that emotion and those feelings that you were feeling at that instant, because those feelings are what you're going to want to keep feeling. And I said, the only way we're going to do that is so when you can have total control of your opponent in every position on that mat, to where you can always feel those feelings. It's a feeling of self-control, and it's a feeling of worth. It's a feeling of satisfaction. It's all those great feelings that people long for. So all that hard work that we do all year long, people don't understand this. They think it's crazy, the weight conditioning and everything. That all gets bundled up into 1 second or 2 seconds of adrenaline flow. I mean, it's the biggest high. Emotional high that you can get. You can't get it through drugs. You can't get it through alcohol. You can't. I mean, it's so spiritual. And that kid said, coach, I promise you, I will get the rest of those boys in that room this summer, and we will be working hard. Because now that he felt that, that's the bait and the hook.
Right.
We have set the hook on that kid. He wants that feeling. You know what I know is beautiful about that? He doesn't want to go out and drink and get drunk. He doesn't want to go out and get stoned and get high in a false way. He wants to do it in a nice, natural way. Those endorphins that are released in your body, that adrenaline. When you get, you are athletes. As coaches, that's what we long for with our kids. That's what keeps me going. So those emotions are so real. And those vibes, that energy is so real. It can't be lived through a picture.
Right.
That's for the people outside. But for the people in the room, the wrestling room, and for the coaches and the stuff that we share, forever. We'll always have that imprinted in our brains. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
I just pulled
Ernie Ayers days, dude. Right. Those Ernie Ayers days.
I just pulled the picture up, though. But that's one thing where...
Look in the background, guys.
Oh, I know. But the one thing about that, though, as you said, it's in his mind forever. He'll be able to look back at that picture next year even. This is what I want at the end again.
Goosebumps.
And show everybody at the beginning of the season and go, guys,
yeah,
we want to get to where we want to be.
Yeah.
Look at this picture of me. This is what it's going to take to get to that level.
And what you guys do for athletics through press and through media is so important. because some people would never, ever, ever be able to share in that. So, like, do I think this is important, what we're doing? Heck yes. I never say no. I never say no to something like this. Anyone wants to talk about it, I think it's important to share, because the more kids that get to experience it through basketball, wrestling, cheer, baseball, football, I do not care what vice they use to get these adrenaline highs, but they got it. We got to convince kids that adrenaline highs are way better than the stuff you're going to buy on the street. You know, that's the stuff that fentanyl will kill them. This will not kill them. This is going to make them a stronger person, a stronger human being, closer to God, all of it. You know, it's a good thing that we're doing here. It's so important. We got to keep pushing it in our communities so we don't lose it in our school systems.
Right. Yep. All right. We got to take a time out, but we're not done with Scott Murray yet, as we'll be back with more Inside the Cave Weekend Edition here at Butch's Sports Bar, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Butch's Sports Bar, Schaefer's Evergreen Golf Course. We've got head coach Scott Murray after his third in a row state championship. But we just got a Facebook post, too, that was a social media post. One of your guys.
Corey. Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude. It wasn't clicking. Yeah,
after
I have a...
Many his post, after many visits, conversations, much
yes, thought, sir.
Announced that he's committed to Siena Heights University.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. My son and I teamed up and worked on Coy a little bit. But the bottom line is, I think he wants an extension of this family that he created here at Hudson. He moved in over from Clinton as an 11th grader, and his mom is an owner of an establishment here. So we've known mom for quite a while. I'm getting to know dad a lot more, and it was a pretty good fit for us. And I told him, I was like, I really look forward to Coy Perry going to Siena Heights, because we get to extend our journey together a couple more years at least, you know.
Well, and that's one thing, actually, his dad and I talked recently, because his dad was one of the sponsors of our coverage of the county tournament. I mean, his dad's got the Machine Shed Wrestling over in
freaking awesome
Tecumseh, Clinton area.
Uh-huh, it's cool.
A lot of guys. Funny. I mean, the neat thing about it, and you know, I mean, you've had your, you know, garage for years with guys coming in, mm-hmm, from all over in wrestling.
Yeah,
and then,
for sure.
You know, there's a few more of these places. You know, the dealership here in town, and then, mm-hmm, again, Jason Perry with the Machine Shed. But you know, it was neat. You had guys. Mosier.
Yeah.
Madison.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he wins the county championship, and he comes up in the stands, and he's got his Machine Shed t-shirt.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, yes, you know, Coy was trained there and had success at Clinton's, had success here. You know, a lot of the Clinton kids that wrestle through there. But I know there's also the Madison kids that have worked out there, some Dundee kids that have worked out there.
Oh, for sure.
So
we all do.
It's neat. That's the one thing that, you know, especially that, Corey, you're not as familiar with, you know, not being a wrestling guy in that. But it's a tight-knit fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I know Darren Grewan that owns ZZ's and Lenaway Rec, you know. Darren is a promoter of youth bowling,
yeah,
high school bowling, and you know, we talk about that, and you know, I think wrestling is the same way, that if you want to wrestle, you want to learn, and you want to get good at it, there's enough people out there that will help you, as opposed to say, no, you're my opponent, you're somebody that we're going to wrestle against, I'm not going to help you. No, wrestling guys help wrestling guys.
Well, here's a good example. Yeah. You want to be good at stuff? Let's take baseball, because baseball is universal. It's Americans' favorite sport. When I was in high school, my best friends played baseball. I played. I was on their team. Let me rephrase that. My best friends played baseball. I was on the team. And what I mean by that is, in their backseat was a A2000 oiled up with a ball wrapped into it, and they played baseball all the time. Like, sunny day like this, the Milligans were out throwing the baseball.
Right.
And they were awesome at it, right? Yeah. It's a steady diet. It's a good diet. It's like, you don't get away from it. It's a way of life. And that machine shed is like a batting cage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. It's something you can pull into, get your hour and a half feel, leave. They're not in there trying to change you. They're in there helping build on what you've got. They got a gentleman in there named George Ames. George wrestled at Addison. Coaches at Clinton. They've got guys going in there like Jason Perry as well, who wrestled for Clinton. They've got guys like Derek Mary from Santa Heights going in there. They really do a nice job of helping kids out. That's where people are missing the boat. Like, everyone thinks that it's top secret. Guess what? Throwing the baseball is universal. Throwing the high crotch is universal. It's universal. You're not tricking anybody.
Fireman carry from
heck yeah.
This state to any other state to say move.
I don't know why coaches get all uptight about it. Like, we're all in this together. We're helping kids.
Absolutely.
You get it?
Right, absolutely, yeah.
It's like, no, these are everyone's resources. You know, so yeah, like that machine shed, that's sweet. Guess what? Scott Mary just bought a machine shed shirt because, like, that sorrow kid that everybody's like, ooh, wow, who's this kid? He's a Hanover Horton kid that moved into Hudson because Hanover only had four guys on their team and he didn't have enough to work in. You know what I mean? He didn't have a good workout.
Right.
He was driving to Saul Wrestling, which is Nick Simmons. Mm-hmm. He was driving to the machine shed. He was driving to Hudson. He was driving all over the place, and he just needed a nice room to work out in. So his kid transferred from Hanover into Hudson school system, and it worked out good for him. You know, that stuff happens. Yeah. You know, it's just good.
You know, but we talk about with Coy going here, like I talked to his dad recently about, you know, and you and I talked, too, about whether, you know, guys going to D1 and what they can do. And, I mean, you know, you went down that road. Oh. There's been other kids that have been down there. You know, we look at as good as wrestling as we've had in this county, you know, other than, you know, like Cole at Indiana and Hamden up at Michigan State, there's been few and far between that have been able to take that next step. But now
different.
You have an Adrian College, you have a Siena Heights, you have a lot more smaller school wrestling that still gives you that adrenaline of wrestling, good quality wrestling, and lets you get a good education, lets you still do that sport without having to say, I'm a D1 guy and be
one of
a bunch of numbers.
The short-lived, hey, I made D1, lasts for about... What? That post is going to last for Coy a day.
Yeah.
And then that post is going to be, it's going to be something new tomorrow and something new tomorrow. Right? So, like Derek and I talked about this, is convincing these high-level kids in D4 that you're high-level in Division III college. You're high-level in NAIA. You're not high-level in Division I. So here's where the disappointment comes. When you walk into that D1 room and you are now a throwing dummy, and guess what? They didn't bring you in for to be the number one, because the number one guy is already there. And they brought you in to be his little
training partner.
That gets old. Getting up at 6 o'clock every morning to get thrown on your head by a kid that's really, really good already. And then they leave. And then they don't revisit another experience because they've had such a bad visit. So, like, we have to really be diligent on getting to these kids at a high level in D3, D4. That are multiple state champions that are going to go on to be All-Americans at a smaller division in college. And here's the other thing. It's not full-time, and you get more of a family-oriented. Like Coy, and not to mention Logan Sallows also is committing.
Okay.
He's going to commit to Derek, I'll guarantee you. If he hasn't yet, I'll guarantee he does. Because we break every single huddle in Hudson on family. Forget about me. I love you. That's the acronym. I'm going to say it again. Family. Forget about me. I love you. And they're going to want that again. They don't realize how important that is right now in their life until the next year when they start college and they're all alone. Mom's not around. Brothers and sisters aren't there. You know what I mean? They're not sleeping in their own bed. But if they have another coach like what they had in high school that is pretty similar and talks about this kind of stuff, it's going to make for a way better college experience. So anybody who's listening right now, what you said earlier, we have two colleges in our county. I really want kids to at least investigate this and talk to Bill Schindel and talk to Derek Mary before you go anywhere else.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's football, let's talk football even. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Division 8 kids are going to have a hard time making it in D1 in college football.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 6 foot eight, 250 pounds. There's always those kids out there in Texas and Florida. We're not built for that, you know.
No, but it's nice that that he did that, and I'm glad for him, and hopefully that will let other kids realize too that you don't have to go away somewhere.
I think you're right on that. I hope you're right when he opens up eyes. I mean, he could be a three-timer.
Yeah.
A three-time state champ going to Siena Heights. And he's won three state titles as a team member, so that right. tells you he's a team player.
Yeah.
You know? Derek's excited. So is Coy, though.
I'll bet.
Coy is, too. Coy couldn't stop talking about
it. Well, I think Coy had his Siena shirt on good. At the county tournament. And so I was sitting there rolling. I'm like, Jeff. He's like, I haven't heard anything. I'm like, I haven't
heard it. He kept it close-vested, which is nice. You know, he did. He didn't. He left the world away for a minute, and he made some good choices. And his dad talked to him about it, and they had some good – and I think Logan Ryan the same. Like – how cool.
Yeah.
And now you got Randy. Okay.
Randy Fraley.
Randy Fraley is their first in the second. Derek's basically second year. Derek's taking a kid to the Nationals
right.
now. That's gigantic. Yeah. People don't get it.
And like Fraley is not. He's from
Hanover Horton.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Where's Nick Sorrow from?
Right. Hanover Horton.
Does it really matter where you're born?
No.
That's why I'm like, I don't care where they come from. They can be really good. Doesn't matter if they're born in Canandaigua. It could be really special. It's kind of cool.
It is. It is. And it's a great thing. And that's what we've always talked for years about this, too, that, you know, if you're 145, no matter what school you've gone to, you're still 145.
100%.
You know, you can wrestle against anybody at that same weight. And so whether you're from a school the size of Hudson or you're from DCC where you go up and wrestle against Catholic Central, you're, you know, as Sorrow at 120 or 126.
Cool.
You know, his toughest matches and worst losses, but not worst losses,
yeah.
are against those top-ranked kids.
Yeah, for
in
sure.
D1 and D2.
That's what we try to do is schedule. What I try to do, and it's hard but because it changes every year, is we try to wrestle the top D1, the top D2, the top D3, and you know we're going to have to wrestle the top D4 if we're going to go into the tournament, the state tournament.
Yep.
So I was coming home reflecting, and I reflected on the teams that beat us. We lost to Lowell, we lost to Dundee, we lost to Perrysburg, and we lost to Heartland. Heartland gave DCC their only challenge this
yep.
year. Their only challenge in Michigan, more so than Dundee.
Right.
So I was reflecting, and I'm like, we wrestled Clinton. Mm-hmm. They made the semis. We didn't wrestle Whitehall, but we already wrestled Clinton, so I didn't right. feel we needed to wrestle Whitehall, right?
Well, and I talked to Casey on Thursday, and Casey went to a tournament this year to wrestle Whitehall.
Yes.
I mean, you got to know who you're going to wrestle.
Right.
You do the same. I mean, you know who's looming out there. You
right.
need to know a little bit about them.
You know, I stay away from D4, and I'll be honest. Right. I don't feel I have anything to gain wrestling D4. I have more to gain right. wrestling the bigger guys.
Yes.
Like, if we can beat the bigger guys,
you know,
we know we can handle anything coming in D4 pretty much. But you said it earlier. It does not matter. Like, the best 120-pounder in Michigan is a D4 wrestler. The best 113-pounder could be that kid from St. Louis.
Right.
I don't think he is, but I think he's one of the top four. Understand what I'm trying to say? Like, you don't know where you're going to find these kids.
Well, even the Dundee one. I mean, the D3 compared to that. I mean, they've got kids.
They have several.
Starting at Penn State this year as a true freshman.
Ranked number two, bud.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. He's not starting at Penn State. He's ranked number two in the country.
Yeah.
The last time I looked.
And that's as a true freshman.
As a true.
Out of
18 years.
Wrestling in your gym last year.
Yes.
And now wrestling.
His hands were on my kid last year.
Exactly.
And my kid was trying to survive that.
Yeah.
And now that kid's going to wrestle for a national title at the NCAA's Division I at the highest level.
Yeah. They got Swiderski out at Iowa State.
For sure.
I mean, they're.
They have six of them.
Yeah.
Wrestling D1 right now.
Which is ridiculous.
That's what we face every year.
Right.
Thanks. And I have smart comments coming at me all the time in this community, and it's all in fun. Oh, you can win a state title, but you still ain't been beating Dundee yet, have you? I say, don't take it in a goal. It is a goal. You know what I mean? It's out there for me,
right.
but it's a tough task. It's a tough task. They have more kids. They have a lot of good athletes, so we got to train really hard to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been that way. I remember, you know,
yeah.
back in the day, you know, there's always that other teams out there. And
we'll make it on the record right now. We have beaten them, by the way, everyone. Anyone listen, we have beaten them head-to-head. That's how we got to the state tournament, finally, in like 2000, 2001. Right. We beat them head-to-head. I was over in Clinton, and it was one memory I won't ever forget. Yeah. You know, they stayed home once at the – they didn't get to wrestle in the quarterfinals because Hudson beat them.
Yeah.
Which is – I know it's small to some people. To me, I'm not going to forget that.
Heck no.
I mean, they're ranked nationally half the time, so I can put
well,
that
right. We got less than a minute left. But, again, this is, I know, three in a row, but I know you're shooting for more, and you know what's going on in that wrestling room and the lower levels that you've got guys coming up that, again, Hudson train like your cup says, and that's the key.
Appreciate it. I do. I appreciate you guys' time and the coverage.
Well, you know, always going to give – you the most respect we can because I know what you've done and how hard you've worked at it. So appreciate always your time. You know that, Scooter.
Well, let's give a shout out to my coaches because yeah. I got the best staff. I do. Trey Reuter, Lance Patrick, JD Waters, Mitch Clark, Justin Butts, all those guys. You know they're phenomenal. One of the best staffs I could ever ask for. And my family.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always had support from my family. My wife and my children were all there. My grandchildren, my five grandchildren, we all celebrated together. My mom and dad, I just can't say enough about how I've been brought up and God in my life and that type of stuff helps, you know.
All right. Once again, thank you to Butch's having us out here. Thanks to John Roberts back in the studio. I appreciate that. Thanks to Jeff Webster along with Mr. Scott Mary from Hudson Schools Coaching. Thanks to Corey today. Enjoyed it. Good working with you for the first time.
I enjoyed it as well. Good time.
Thanks again.